Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I'd like to thank Don Newsome and Seth over at BBS Radio for giving us this wonderful platform to use media and Hollywood to raise consciousness through Spiritual Hollywood. And I am Kate Romero, your host this evening and every Tuesday evening for Spiritual Hollywood. And I'm very pleased to announce that we have a very special guest this evening, and it is Bob Doyle from The Secret. And he also is the creator of Wealth Beyond Reason. And what I'm going to do is just give you a little bit of his bio in case you didn't get my email promotion today that will give you a sense of Bob. If you know, I know you know him from The Secret, but this will also give you another way to look at his website while we're interviewing Bob so you can take a look at what he has to offer. And when you go there, you're going to see some really cool videos, too, so you might want to turn your speakers down and listen to those later. His website is www.wealthbeyondreason.com. That's www.wealthbeyondreason.com. So please pull that up, take a look, and I'll just give you a bit of Bob's background. Bob Doyle is the creator of and the facilitator of Wealth Beyond Reason program, which is an online curriculum in the law of attraction. For the past 5 years, Bob's primary goal has been to make the law of attraction principles understandable and accessible to people from all backgrounds, belief systems, and the emphasis is on demystifying this often misunderstood subject. You might have also seen Bob featured as one of the teachers in the recent film The Secret, which also focuses on the law of attraction. Bob has a background in broadcasting, writing, music composition, and audio production, and has combined all of his experience to create a multimedia learning experience that allows even the most analytic and skeptical people gain more insight into exactly how the universe brings things in and out of our lives. With a focus on helping a person discover their sense of purpose and passion, Bob teaches people how to align themselves with the lives that they truly want to live and attract the resources that they need, financial and otherwise, to live their lives by their own design, free of the limiting beliefs of negative thought patterns that generally keep people stuck. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on Bob Doyle. Hey, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, wow, what's been going on in your life since the Secret came out in book form and DVD and audiobook? What's been going on for you?
When it came offline and into the more the mainstream, things really did begin to change. We had some really nice momentum when it was first released on the web only, but the people who we're seeing it, we're basically the people who were in contact with most of the teachers in there. So they were pretty much already in the conversation, and, you know, they all thought it was just the greatest thing and all that. But once it started, once they started sharing it with people who had maybe never heard of the law of attraction before, and maybe had some crossed arms as they were looking at it, then, you know, the comments that we got were much different, because then the real questions that people who knew nothing about the law of attraction would come up and sort of a lot of the objections and things. So really a lot of what's been going on since that started to happen was, you know, from my point of view, it's almost a lot of catch up. I'm trying to get back to my student population in some respects, because I've been trying to address the questions that these people have, because they're really good questions and they're fair questions.
Mm-hmm.
I've been inundated with all these emails and things, and so I finally, that's when you mentioned the videos, and that's when I started putting together these videos that I could easily point people to, you know, to have these more common questions answered. So a lot of what I've been doing is that, managing the growth and just the, you know, large numbers of students who have come in as a result of the exposure that The Secret has given us and all that. So it's been a blast. I mean, it's been a lot of fun, and a lot of people's lives are being affected, so it's a really interesting and satisfying time.
Wonderful, and I'm going to give your website again so people can pull that up. It's www.wealthbeyondreason, three words, all connected, wealthbeyondreason.com, wealthbeyondreason.com. Pull that up and you're in for a treat. And I just want to tell you that, as you were just saying about your managing the growth, I have to tell you, Bob, that I've never seen anybody manage growth so well as you are, because You are hands-on. You talk to the people who want to talk to you. You make everybody feel important. You manage to get back to every person. I'm sure you do. You have an amazing MySpace page that I'm sure you're constantly fielding email from there as well, not to mention your website and everything else that you have going on. And I want to tell you that it has been a pleasure for me as a radio host and a very big advocate of The Secret to find it so easy to get a hold of you and to get you to respond to my request to be on the show, which you did instantaneously and happily, as if you've got all the time in the world. And I don't know how you do that, but wow, that's
amazing.
Well,
as I recall, our exchange took place really early in the morning or late at night for you. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's when it seems like I've got all this time, and that's when people who are writing me at that time, they wonder how can he turn it around so quick. But it's mostly because those are my early morning hours are, you know, that's when I'm really sitting there in front of the computer, and as the day goes on, it's a little hard. I'm sure that there will be some people who would tell you that I wrote him an email, he didn't get right back to me.
Right.
Sometimes it's just the delivery method. MySpace is, I shouldn't say this, but MySpace is a great way because, you know, it's you're not getting hundreds of messages in MySpace. You know, they got to be your friends or whatever. So anyway, mm-hmm. But that's been a very interesting.
Well, I think MySpace is becoming more and more credible all the time. I mean, on my page, I love using it. On my page, I have every spiritual rock star that I can possibly find as my friend on there, and cannot get enough of them, and you're featured prominently right on the front page too. Because I think it's really, really important to create a presence of what it is that you're in vibration of. And when you're in vibration of a certain thing, you attract exactly an exact vibrational match back to you. So if you keep surrounding yourself and being mindful of and conscious of what you're vibrating, with whom you're vibrating, and are they a vibrational match for you, then you're going to attract to you what it is that you want in your life. Is that correct?
Yes, you said it very well, right.
Yeah, so that's why I do it the way I do it on the MySpace page. And you know, MySpace can be used for all kinds of things, not quite so nice and all of that, but it's just like everything in life. It's what you put into it, what you get out of it.
I'll tell you this seems kind of off the track, but it's really not. One of the interesting things about the MySpace experience for me was that I did it, first of all, on a whim.
Me too.
It wasn't like I had strategized, okay, I'm going to use MySpace to connect. You know, I really just put it up there because I wanted a place to throw some of my music.
Yeah.
Because,
oh, it's great.
Know, we don't really talk about that, you know, in the Wealth Beyond Reason. I share it with people and stuff, but that's something I used to really be into and have a lot of passion around, and photography and other things that it's not really appropriate always for me to just to kind of talk about that stuff when I'm doing, you know, my law of attraction work. So the
mm-hmm.
MySpace page gives me more avenues to express a little bit more who I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, creatively. And I think that's just so important for people to do, is to find some way to share who they are with the world. And this is something I'm a huge advocate of because it's core to how the law of attraction works.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have an avenue like MySpace or some of these other social networking things where you can share a lot of your stuff, you're right, you do tend to attract people who can help you cultivate those parts of your life, because
mm-hmm.
so many of us play those parts small, those hobbies and those little interests and stuff, and we hide them away, and they think, well, we're not good enough or whatever. And I've, you know, and so a huge part of what I teach in terms of getting the law of attraction to work most effortlessly is to tap into those passions and really put yourself out there in as many ways as possible. And what a terrific age we live in now to be able to do that, because as you know, being in your industry, you know, for a musician, it hasn't been so easy as it is now. You know, you used to have to send these tapes to a zillion people and go through all these rejections, and now you can pretty much become your own record producer with just a little bit of knowledge about how the internet works and network, and you know, and marketing in general, how the word gets spread. So it's a great time for creative people.
I believe, well, what you just said is absolutely so true, and I was just yesterday morning, just sitting in meditation, being so grateful for technology, for instance, because I get over 1,000 emails a day, and I do my darndest to write back to every person, but I just can't. I'm still 14 emails behind today of real important priority things, and it just keeps coming, and I'm just like so in awe of how you manage it. But when I went to your MySpace page and I heard your music, immediately, I felt a vibrational, I think that you're, however it is that you're creating your music and what that is, you're channeling source through yourself, if you don't mind my speaking on spiritual terms to you.
Go
you're channeling source through you. I feel it when I hear your music, and the tones you use and the composition of your music has a very healing effect. And I would like to see it just, you know, and just available for everybody to buy in any record store they might want to walk in. And with your permission, I'd like to give your MySpace URL, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure, that's fine.
Okay, it's www.myspace.com/BobDoyleBand.com. That's BobDoyleBand.com. And say hi to Bob over there. It's a really cool place. And, you know, create a page for yourself, because it is important to express yourself and who you are as a human. You know, you can have a job and do great things in the world and make a big difference in the world, but also part of what helps people grow is to see what makes you tick. What's all your creative gifts? You know, are you a painter? Are you a musician? Are you a writer? You know, to get a chance to really explore all of the deep, intimate parts of the multifaceted person. It's wonderful to have a place like that to do that. And like you said, in today's age, it's so easy. You can become your own record producer. You can become, you know, a radio host like I'm doing. It's so easy. And it's amazing that it's just growing and growing faster and faster. You know, who knows how soon it'll be before we have a chip in our brain where we can pick up whatever station we want to. So, you know, it's just, you know, the law of attraction in action is so prevalent. And the secret, thank goodness for the secret, for, you know, dangling a carrot in front of our noses for finding wealth or attracting wealth, whatever it took to get people to know that they are in charge and they can attract whatever they want to based on their own thoughts. If it took the promise of money or the hope of wealth to do that, then God bless it. You know, but what you really find is when people start realizing that they can attract wealth, is they can attract health, they can attract love, they can attract harmony, they can attract whatever it is that they want. They start learning from there. So thank you to every person who is a part of that wonderful movie and others that are coming out like it and the work that you're doing, Bob. And I'd like to know, how would you describe the law of attraction for our listeners? What is the way that you would describe that?
Well, the law of attraction basically explains how energy works. And for the purposes of explaining, you know, the law of attraction, like I said, it goes beyond just how do, you know, human beings attract wealth or relationships or careers or whatever. I mean, it really will define just how the universe holds itself together, basically. But for our purposes, what we want to know is, okay, well then, how do we use this principle about how energy works to, you know, live our lives by design, to bring into our experience of life those things we want? Well, to do that, what we have to do is to get into vibrational resonance with them and those things. And what that basically is referring to is that, you know, the entire universe is energy, and I think that's, luckily, that's a concept that most people grasp, at least at some level these days. I mean, that's not such a, you know, unheard of concept. Mm-hmm. What people don't understand is, okay, so what does that really mean, and, you know, how does that impact us? But, you know, energy, all energy vibrates at certain frequencies and so on and so forth, and the law of attraction basically states that energies that are in vibrational resonance tend to attract towards one another. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean like attracts like, and it's one of the things that I just bang my head up against the wall every time I watch myself in The Secret. They have me saying that it's like attracts like, mm-hmm. using those words, which is almost the first thing I say is not what the law of attraction is when I'm speaking anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, you can look at a lot of examples about how like, you know, like attracts like, and people will be able to argue with that. You know, the magnets or opposites attract, and you can see examples of relationships where people aren't alike, and there's just all sorts. The law of attraction can occur as like attracts like, but that's not how it works. It's back to what I said about how energy is resonating. And I use the music example a lot because I can just relate to that. But when you hear music that you really like, it usually is because it stirs something within you emotionally. I mean, you either are, you know, you're joyous or you're saddened or something. Something happens to you emotionally if you really connect with a piece of music. And that is resonance. Your energy, the energy that is you, which is made up of all of your past experiences and just everything, your entire existence goes into what it is that you're vibrating right now. To use, you know, kind of weird terms, but that's what you're doing. And music, of course, is all about vibration, sound waves, and so on and so forth, and how the notes blend, and all of those things. And so there's a vibration to music, and if it matches or if it resonates with the vibration that is you, you're going to tend to like it. You're going to attract yourself towards it, and vice versa. I mean, when I write music, it's the same thing. I mean, I certainly don't write music that I don't resonate with. It becomes an extension of me because I'm totally in resonance with it. So back to you know, how the law of attraction works in the rest of our lives. If we want wealth, financial wealth or whatever, we have to get into vibrational resonance with wealth. If we want a happy relationship, we have to get into vibrational resonance with a happy relationship. And all of that is done through your emotions and your feelings. You are, by purposely shifting your feelings, you are then changing your vibration, thus what you're attracting, what you're in resonance with. So the work of the law of attraction is all about learning how to get into emotional or vibrational resonance with the things that you want, while at the same time eliminating the resistance that has been built up over so many years, which is, again, just energy, just like everything else, but it's energy that's not in resonance with what you're trying to attract. So if you've got resistance, whether it's a negative belief system about how much you deserve or can make financially, or whether or not you deserve a relationship that works long term, if you have beliefs about that are not in alignment with, wealth flows to me, or this person is right here in my life all the time, well, that acts like an energetic force field. So until you do something about that, you can't hope to stay in vibrational resonance with those things you want. And that's the bulk of what the Wealth Beyond Reason program is about, really. I mean, once you get the basics down and some of the more advanced concepts of the law of attraction itself, it's about, okay, well, when you step out in the real world, how do you do that?
Right. Wow, that was a very, very nicely explained way to describe the laws of attraction and how we can, when we're feeling a certain feeling and it doesn't feel good, we can reach for a better feeling until we shift our vibration back to where we want it to be. And we know when we've done that because we feel differently. We feel back in harmony. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're getting feedback from the universe all the time, from the energy around you, and it manifests itself in your emotional state.
Yes, and I just want to bring up that Jean-Michel Jarre, for me, if I haven't slaughtered his name, touches things in me, resonates with me so amazingly well, and I know that Jean-Michel is a very strong influence in your music. Is that correct?
Yes, majorly, especially the early stuff. But yeah,
say his name for me. I want to see if I'm really screwing it up.
I've heard it lots of ways. I think the actual pronunciation is Jean-Michel Jarre. I don't think he said Jarre. I said Jarre for years, but then I heard some French person say it,
yes.
Jarre.
So. I saw an interview with him, and he never did say his last name, so I didn't really get to hear it come out of his mouth. But I want to give everybody a URL for your band website. I think it's soundclick.com, Bob Doyle. Is that correct?
Yeah, soundclick.com/Bob Doyle. Yeah, there's a link on it from the MySpace page.
Yeah.
I can't really remember. Most of the music, there I think you can listen to all the stuff all the way through.
Oh, I want everybody to hear your music, Bob, because I know they're going to feel the same way I do. And you guys, if you hear it, please tell him what I told him. Your music is amazing, Bob. You really, I mean, you're just so gifted. And you know, not to just say that, I really was affected by your music. And I was like, wait, is this really Bob Doyle's website? This music is incredible. And I thought, how could you be so great in all these other areas and great in this area, too? And then I went, duh, he's one of the teachers on The Secret. Of course he's going to practice what he teaches. You're going to access all of your gifts and utilize them and use them absolutely playful out with everything that you've got. And I think you're a wonderful role model.
That's very nice of you to say, a little humbling, but yeah, thank you.
Well, true, honestly. And and I think that, the more you can keep your body fit and your mind healthy and you know, be the change you want to see in the world in front of all of us, the more we're going to learn from you. And that takes a lot. I know what that took. I mean, if you were born that way and just started doing that all over the place, I would be surprised, because it's the lessons in life and the challenges that we go through that teach us the better way, that teach us to prevail. And, you know, people who go around and say, I'm a survivor, well, what they don't understand is they're attracting to them things to survive all the time.
Exactly, right.
But if you say, I'm a thriver, then you're attracting to yourself proof of that constantly.
Yeah, that is something that's the most, you're right, I didn't wake up this way or was born this way. I mean, this is all a product of my own, you know, major struggle with finances and so on growing mm-hmm. up and my relationship with money and health. You mentioned health and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every part of where I am right now is the result of my saying, I am just not going to stand for this. I mean, I didn't know anything about the law of attraction for most of my life, so it took me a long time to get things going.
Mm-hmm.
But once I did, it was a matter of really changing that conversation. And that's what, you know, one of the things that is challenging for a lot of people when they hear about the law of attraction for the first time is they really do think about it sort of like a, almost like they're hearing about a personal development, a self-help technique or something like that. It's not. It's a huge, majorly powerful law. It's not a toy. And when you start being intentional about it, things are going to change in your life. But the most important thing is to step into being who you want to be, not saying, I'm going to be that person, or constantly just writing goals and to keep that in the future. You have to make a decision. And it's the difference between saying, I'm a survivor and I'm a thriver. To really say, I thrive, and to be a person to whom you attract the things that you want almost effortlessly. That has been what my journey has been about.
Mm-hmm.
And so much has changed about who I am. And when I that's like with a capital A, you know, it's like who I be, who I am, or whatever, is somebody totally different than 6 years ago. And it's not about success or anything like that I've had. That's all a byproduct of becoming somebody else first.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You stepped into your greatness, and you finally gave up the fear of that, because, you know, we're conditioned to fear our greatness. And we're conditioned to surrender to, you know, outside influences to tell us who we are and what we can have and, you know, how much we can allow ourselves to have and be. And, you know, once you finally go, wait a minute, that's hogwash. I can have, do, or be anything I want, anything I choose. And it doesn't matter who drilled into your head that that's not so. You can also give that back and start from right here, right now, without even taking another breath. You can start. And there's nowhere you have to go and nothing you have to do besides shift your thinking. Is that correct?
Yeah. Now, yes. And having said that, it's not always that easy for people because of
that
resistance that we talked about before. And that's one of the things that comes up. It's like, oh well, yeah, I could but I've got all these negative thoughts. I try to think positively, and then they think it's all about positive thinking, which of course is not. It's way beyond that. But the point is, I mean, it is. You know, people come into our program, for example, with backgrounds that just seem impossible. Like, how will we ever shift
mm-hmm.
this mindset? Because
mm-hmm.
it's so ingrained. They've spent their whole life literally attracting all the evidence they need that there isn't enough for everybody, and that debt is everywhere, and that they don't deserve wealth, and all of this stuff. They've attracted all of these things because that's where they've been their whole life, because they didn't know they could be any other way. So changing their habits of thinking can definitely take some time and a lot of commitment. And that's why it's so important that people be very clear on what it is they truly want their life to be, because if they really just focus on trying to get away from what they don't like, well, then that's where they're spinning their wheels vibrationally, and they kind of keep attracting that. So they have to use their circumstances that they wish to change to help them build a vision that is so compelling, so in alignment with their sense of purpose and passion, that it would be very difficult for them to get permanently derailed until they reach that goal.
Right, right. And the first step is to have faith in the unseen and create that vision board in your mind first, and then make one in real life. It never hurts, and it always helps a lot. I mean, it's amazing how many things I wrote down a year ago, and I went back and read my list yesterday, and I'm like, I have more than that now.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember struggling to do it. It just came. And you know, and not to suggest that you can just make up your mind and boom, you're positive and boom, you're attracting what you want. No, but what I mean is you can start right now from right where you are in the most dire circumstances to begin that shift. And it all starts with that first thought, just turning that first thought around, just having the courage. And it takes courage to believe that you can. But in knowing, when a person doesn't know who they are yet, they don't understand that they are what they come from, pure source. They are that. And they do have the power to change their mind and shift their thoughts and rework their vibration and make their frequency higher. But if they don't know that they can do that, they're not going to choose it because they won't know they can.
Right.
People like you and the other teachers of The Secret and many, many other fantastic, incredible humans out there, spirits on a human journey, are showing us that we can do that. And, you know, all of us are coachable. All of us are capable of being coached if we just knew what to do. But a lot of times our life doesn't give us the circumstances because of self-defeating thoughts that we have that we don't even know we don't know we're doing. Right. We're sort of, you know, like an ant running around a Cheerio looking for an exit ramp and, you know, can't find our way off of it. When actually what we can do is just hop right off and find our own path. But a lot of people don't know that, and that's why The Secret was such a blessing. And I know there are people who are criticizing it, and I'd say, well, you know, it's pretty cool they're criticizing it because it's getting it a lot more attention. Because people will tend to be curious about things like that.
Yeah, yeah. And they are bringing up fantastic questions. I mean, and again, like I said, they're totally fair questions. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, there are people who, now having said all that, I'm always happy to address those things. It gives me a really good chance to create new content and stuff like that. I mean, I really, really enjoy putting those videos together. It's just a ton of fun.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, why do you think that there are some people still who are so incredibly resistant to the message that The Secret gives and the whole concept of the law of attraction in general? I just had something happen that I just have to share. I sent somebody who's very near and dear to me the audiobook, The Secret, for her birthday. She turned 40, and I thought, wow, what a wonderful thing to give her for her 40th birthday. And her father confiscated her mail and threw it in the trash and wouldn't let her have it. She didn't even know I sent it. 6 weeks later, I find out he threw it in the garbage. And I said, why did you do that? He said, because I listened to a little bit of it, and I don't want that in her head. And I was so shocked and hurt and stunned that he would do that. His particular, and I'm not mentioning any names, so I'm not giving anything away. I'm just telling an event. He is a born-again Christian, and he feels that The Secret is evil. How would you speak to a person like that, Bob? I know you must get them in your seminars.
As a matter of fact, and you probably know this, but I just put a video out on that subject of religion.
Okay.
Because people, and it's on my MySpace page and several other places, too,
uh-huh.
because I address that, and it is a question I get a lot, which is interesting. You know, it's really interesting because ever since the beginning of this program, I've had born-again Christians, people from all different faiths come in and tell me that understanding this really has strengthened their relationship with the Creator, whomever they refer to that as. I mean, because if you really listen to what we're saying, you'll understand this isn't a theological issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially where I'm coming from. I mean, I don't even talk in the spiritual realm that much. I really try to keep it as much science and practical every day because those are the people who I'm most passionate about reaching.
Yes.
The new age metaphysical people, they're already sort of open to the conversation, and it's not going to be as... But, I mean, for me, I mean, I was the one who was skeptical and analytical and had to have it proven to me
mm-hmm.
and so on. So once I got it, those are the people who I'm most passionate about getting it through to. But in any case, you know, we're talking about science, and it is this principle of the law of attraction is something that was put into place by the Creator. And one of the examples that I use all the time is, you know, what better honoring could you do for your Creator than to be everything you're put here to be, to live your sense of purpose and passion, and to be the person that you were meant to be? The people who get angry at this message are probably not, I mean, first of all, they wouldn't have the need to get angry at something like this if they were truly being who they felt they need to be, because they would know how true what it is that we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, I think a lot of people react negatively to The Secret because they are so not living the life of their dreams. And if, to hear somebody say that you've attracted this or whatever, or that you should take responsibility for it, they twist that to mean that we're saying it's your fault where you are where you are. And they don't, you know, they reject that.
Mm-hmm.
They get angry at that whole idea that they somehow brought this on themselves. And, you know, our point is not, look, this is just how the universe works. We're not saying you meant to do it,
mm-hmm.
but what we're giving you is a way to change it, to work in accordance with the laws that the Creator put into place so that you can be the person you truly want to be, so that those desires that are burning inside of you can be realized. That, to me, it's like, you know, if you were a parent, you would certainly want your children to grow into the people, the best people that they could become. You know, it's much more important that they do that than they say thank you for, you know, feeding me every week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really want to nurture your creation into the best that they can be, and that's what we're trying to teach people to do, to nurture yourselves into the best creation you can be, using working in concert with the laws that the Creator has put into place. We're not bypassing anybody. We're not negating anyone's or any entity's role in the magnificence of all of this. In fact, we're saying to step into this and get into the flow of what's possible and what's been created all around you. This is not a religious conversation.
Right. I agree with you. So to the people who are the, you know, and not to put down any religion, I think it's all beautiful because it's all about discovering what works for you in your life, and you have to go through a lot of different modes and methods and all these things to do that. And the person who I was speaking of used to be a Hare Krishna, so, you know, and he was just as passionate about that as he is about being a born-again Christian. So he's really seeking and seeking and seeking what is the truth for himself, and I understand that, and I'm not upset with him. I was just so surprised at closed-mindedness and the controlling behavior that he would try to, you know, do his 40-year-old daughter's thinking for her. So, you know, if you had someone in your seminar like that, you would just say, this is all based on scientific fact, and this is physics, the laws of physics, and it's as constant as the law of gravity, and, you know, it sure is, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad person, if you fall off a building, you're going to hit the ground. You know, that's gravity, this is laws of physics, so it has really nothing to do with taking you away from your Creator. And what I think, too, Bob, is a lot of people who are afraid of the secret because they're thinking it's taking them away from their God, is that they like to believe that they're not in charge. They like to believe that it's disrespectful and blasphemous to know that they have the power to create and to do the things that, let's say, Jesus could do. And,
even
you know, there's even a phrase.
That's exactly what we can do.
Yes, it is what we can do. But they feel it's blasphemous to believe that we can also do that, even though there's a phrase in the Bible that says, these things I do, you can do better,
right,
pretty much.
That's the interesting, that's why I'm saying it's just so different. I mean, there's no one type of person in any theology or whatever, and so I could get some people who call themselves born-again Christians, for an example,
mm-hmm.
who embrace all of this and love it, and it has changed their lives for the better in their relationship with God and so on. They teach it in their churches, the whole thing.
Yay.
And then another person who is a born-again Christian who thinks I'm the devil. So, you know,
he thinks I'm the devil, too.
Right.
And I'm just like, okay, well, you know, it's all in your perspective. But, you know, you tend to not want to be around people who think you're the devil. But there must be also a way to just allow them to be where they are on their path, in their space, making wrong, making right, whatever it is that they're doing. And what's the best way we can be an example for people like that?
Well, it's interesting because I am not, I never try to change anybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think probably when I first started the program, I had a little bit of ego going in. You know, if somebody had an objection, I wanted to counter and go back and forth and prove my point, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But I quickly learned that, number one, that just spirals me into an emotional and vibrational abyss that I don't want to be in. It's going to affect the rest of my day, and then that's what I can attract and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And if these people aren't in resonance with the conversation, it's, you know, the best I can do, the best anybody can do, is just to live it. You know, live it and be an example, be a walking example of the principles in action. Don't feel like you have to evangelize it. Don't feel like you have to beat anybody over the head or help, quote unquote, someone, you know, unless they ask for help. The best thing you can do is to be you and to really come alive in doing so. And your life is going to fall together in such an interesting way that there are going to be people who ask you, what are you doing? And
then,
if they're not ready to listen then, well, okay, you know, you can only tell them what you can tell them.
Exactly. And, you know, you can only spend so much energy on a thing that's negative. So for actors, because I am a talent manager, I'm probably the only progressive talent manager with a focus on consciousness on the planet, and I am not going to be the last if I have anything to say about it. And I have some wonderful humans who are my clients who happen to be very gifted and talented. But when I look for a client, I look first for their humanity. And then if they're talented, then we do something. But they're all listening tonight. And for them to apply what you teach to their acting careers, I would like to hear what you have to say about on those actors who, and we all have done it. I was an actor for 15 years also, so, you know, I've been an actor, an agent, manager. I've worn many hats in this industry, and many more I will be wearing. But for the people who are out there plugging away, going to their auditions, or not going to auditions, I can tell when a client of mine is feeling negative, feeling small, feeling hopeless, feeling powerless, because no matter what I do to work my magic, and I can work my magic, it's not successful. They don't get an audition. No matter what I do, I can do cartwheels in front of anybody and throw their picture at them and do less than that when that person's thinking well of themselves and feeling empowered, do less than that, and they can get out all the time and book everything.
Yeah.
When they're feeling disempowered, boy, do I know it, and I can't get them arrested. I can't get them anything. And what would you say to these people who are feeling like, well, I'm not getting any auditions, and they're focused so strongly on not getting any auditions that that's causing them not to get any auditions?
Yeah. Well, okay, since I don't have that kind of background in acting, I can just speak as a creative person or whatever and suppose that this would be something that would help in terms of the law of attraction. You know, the idea, I think what I can use my business as an example. When I first quit my corporate job and I tried to get something going, because if I didn't, I was going to spiral into a financial abyss.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I stopped doing it and started really just having fun with the process. In other words, if you go to auditions, just enjoy the hell out of them. I mean, just go and have the experience, knowing that every audition is another chance for you to put yourself in front of somebody. And if you don't, and truly, that can make such a difference. If you go in, and people communicate on that invisible level all the time. So if you go in with a lack of confidence, you could do a good enough read, but you're going to put off something to the person in charge that says, "I don't want to work with this person. They're not." They don't have that whatever it is that I have. They did a good read, but that's not. But if you walk in and be yourself and fully express and all that, maybe you give them a completely different read than the one they wanted because you're just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it, they change the whole thing. They go, yeah, that's even better or whatever. Those are the kinds mm-hmm. of things that can happen and do happen all the time. It's how the really quirky, fun actors get discovered because they're not playing by those rules.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, this is who I am and this is who I'm going to bring to my acting and all of that. And if it takes 1,000 auditions to get the right person to appreciate that, then that's what I'm going to do because I love this process.
Mm-hmm.
And taking that will, and then, well, then so... So the natural objection is, well, if I'm not getting any of these auditions, I'm not getting paid, I'm not getting any, I've got all this other stress. If you have that mindset through this process of going to all these auditions, they will impact your ability to attract money from other sources that may or may not have anything to do with acting. I'm just telling you that it all still goes back into stepping into being
mm-hmm.
that you are an incredible actor or actress and that you will find the right person. You don't want to work for just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You want to enjoy the process too. So it's about you're trying to get into vibrational resonance with the job, the opportunity, the people who are going to really further that great actor that you are and help that person grow. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to take you some searching too. You're auditioning people just like they're auditioning you. Who do you mm-hmm. want to work with? How do you want to do this industry? How do you want to do this job? It was when I stopped trying to model my business or how I did things after everybody else who was in the quote-unquote speaking industry or personal, and just said, how do I want to do it? That's when it became fun, and I got more successful, more creative. You just think more creatively. You come up with other ideas for income streams or other things you could do to support your own acting in this example.
Mm-hmm.
You just really have to figure out who do you want to be and get rid of this whole, I'm struggling, oh, not another audition that I'm not going to get, and all of those things. It's the same with musicians, the people who have determined that they're a starving artist, even though they could be more talented than 90% of the people we hear on the radio every day.
Mm-hmm.
If their mentality is they're a starving artist and, well, I just got to work these small clubs and, oh, big music, that's evil or whatever, it's really, but they want it really, but they've got this belief that they're just not going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to keep them down, not their talent.
Mm-hmm. It is the mentality. I have had, since I was born spiritually wide awake to an atheist family, talk about God having a sense of humor. My philosophy was, I'm just going to keep being who I am until somebody comes along to appreciate it. And I spent most of my life not letting anybody see my paintings, my writing, or anything personal about me, because I was so protective of just being who I am, even if I didn't share it with anybody. And a few years ago, I started sharing my paintings, which are on my MySpace page, and my writings also, which is a book I'm just about to publish called Huckleberry Memoirs, which tells all about all of these foibles of my childhood and of my life and what I made out of them and how I attracted things that I wanted and needed and how I learned the law of attraction, even though I was using it my whole life. I didn't know what to call it. So now I'm putting it out there, and I'm getting the most incredible feedback, and people are actually being healed from looking at my paintings and reading my stories. And I'm so comfortable now, finally, with who I am and what I have to offer. I mean, there, like I said, there aren't many talent managers out there who have a radio show called Spiritual Hollywood. I am fearless about it because I know in my heart that I came here to do something, and that is to live what I believe in front of whoever wants to watch me do it, and hopefully they'll be inspired by it to know that they have an authentic voice that they can also use, because I'm using mine in front of them. You're using yours in front of them. These actors who go and they're afraid to be who they really are not using their authentic voice, and they are ripping all of us off, and even themselves. Don't you think?
Yes, that's one of the things I say, that you're not doing anybody any favors by playing small. You're cheating yourself, and you're cheating all the people who are going to benefit huge from your contribution. It doesn't matter what you think your contribution is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that no matter what your interests are or what your area of specialty is, that you have an audience. Maybe it's not on stage or in a movie theater type of audience, but a group of people who are waiting to be attracted to you that will all benefit from you just simply being who you are. And to the extent that you are totally you and full out, you will affect that many more people positively. Now, let me say this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if up to this point you've been playing small, well, now you've attracted a lot of people who are in resonance with you playing small.
Thank you.
So it's really easy to get scared about coming out like that, if you will, because you've attracted all these people who are already going to, who are going to react.
Mm-hmm.
But and that's when this whole thing gets a little tougher, because now if you change in a dramatic way what your predominant vibration is or whatever, who you're being, you're going to shake things up. You're no longer going to be in resonance with the people who you've attracted. So you can expect some backlash.
Oh, yes.
And that's okay, and you should welcome it and be grateful for it. It means that, yes, you put these forces into motion. You're about to do a changing of the guard, and the people that are going to come into your life now are going to lift you up. You're going to lift them up. It's going to be this wonderful thing, and that's what makes you unstoppable.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Well said. I'm so glad that this is being recorded. I want to hear that again. That was awesome. So with that in mind, when a person does finally come out of the consciousness closet, let's say, and they start getting all this backlash from their friends and loved ones and family, and everyone's feeling all threatened because they're stepping into their greatness, and oh my gosh, now they can't control that person anymore. They should just keep on moving forward and keep on stepping into their power, right?
Yeah. And so much easier said than done, of course.
Oh, I know, believe me.
We have emotional ties to these people. If it's a spouse or, parents and people who are really, really near and dear to you, not just people who you know at work, but people who, are a part of your life and always will be in some way, then it just becomes sort of a game. I mean, you want to ultimately stay true to you. You certainly don't want to be arguing with these people. But it's kind of like what they said in The Secret. They use the example of the relationship. If you just stay true to who you are and don't get sucked into their stuff and lower yourself to that vibrational level, I think the term they use is you'll zig when they zag. I mean, you're just going to kind of work out. So that the altercations aren't as frequent, and things just change, and that's just how it works.
Yes, and when you have a very high frequency from, choosing powerful thoughts over disempowering ones, which is what raises your frequency, when you walk in the room, people are blown away by you. They just start feeling source. They just feel it, goosebumps all over them. They just feel the warmth, and they feel the presence of you, and they feel uplifted in your presence because your frequency is higher. And when an actor walks in an audition room with that kind of frequency, everybody knows it, and they'll pay a lot of money to put you on the set because you're going to have a calming effect on everybody, and you're going to do your job well because you've got nothing to prove. You're comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah, that's something that people really need to get, is that when there is this thing that people put off, I mean, when you get a vibe on somebody, that's literally what you're getting.
Yeah.
It is so easy to feel it. It is visceral.
Mm-hmm.
When I think, one of the things that really drove me was, because I've really felt before I was doing any of this, one of my biggest frustrations was that I felt that I wasn't being creatively expressed. There was so much I wanted to do. I wasn't playing my music for anybody. I wasn't showing anybody my little drawings or whatever.
Your photography, which is gorgeous.
That's been a newer thing with
technology. I love it.
Thank you. But
great.
Thank you. But, where was I going with that? Oh,
well, you hid yourself.
What I was saying was that when I would meet a person, who was totally out there. And, I mean, living a self-expressed life, it didn't matter if I would want to hang out with this person or if they were my type of person at all. But, I mean, I was so moved. I was always so moved, and still am, really, when I see somebody who is just being who they're meant to be, because that was so not what I was doing. So it was, at the same time as being inspired by this person, I felt so hopeless, and because I felt like I'd been trying to do that. I just couldn't. I could never get there. It was so frustrating. I mean, it was almost painful to watch somebody, but at the same time, they were an example of what was possible. So I knew I could do it. I knew it could be done, that it doesn't matter who you are or what you're interested in, you can put yourself out there and be it, and there is people will love you for it, and they will feel it, and it will have an impact on them that they will not be able to explain.
Right, and when you're being your authentic, true self, people cannot look away from you.
That's right, because it's something so primal. It's something, and that's the other thing I think about The Secret that really hits people who enjoy it, is because it hits something that they know that's so basic and core, it's just built into us, and we've just spent thousands of years unlearning it or becoming unaware of it, but that we do have these natural abilities, mm-hmm. that we are part of a bigger picture, and that our passions do mean something, and that there will be some incredible reward for being who we are, and that is what I think tends to move people, and they want to watch that movie over and over again because it reconnects them with that basic essential message. And if that can help them to take some action and step into that, then it's just a wonderful thing.
Well, that's what's happening in your life, Bob. You
stepped
into who you are, and look at what's happening in your life because of it. You're living proof of that. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it continues to be, because now I think what's nice about where I am now, 5 years later,
mm-hmm.
is that I don't have the same kind of fears anymore that I used to about how will I be judged or what will people think, because I'm who I am, and I'm totally okay with it, you
mm-hmm.
know? And I know now that I don't have to please everybody creatively. I think that was such a big hang-up for me about music,
yeah.
because I just wanted everybody to love it, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Right.
And so now it will find its audience. That's
yes, right. The audience is inside of you.
That's true.
Your audience is inside of you no matter what it is that you do. It's true. So I want to ask you, what do you think of The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles?
Well, it's part of our Wealth Beyond Reason program, and and I've only read it a couple of times because the language in there was more dated than was comfortable for me.
Right.
I mean, I wanted something that was more, okay, I get sort of that. Like
mm-hmm.
Think and Grow Rich, I never could connect with.
I never did either.
It was so dated that I didn't feel like it was speaking to me. So some of the stuff that's now in our program, I mean, we have The Science of Getting Rich because when you go back, when you have an understanding of it now, which I did, and then go back and read it, now it all makes sense, and you can see why it was such a powerful book.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are studying the book, they're doing just that. They're having to take it line by line and chapter by chapter and break it apart and trying to bring it up to date. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I think it's a great exercise, but there's a lot of material that's available today that's in the language that you use right now that would explain this too. So, I mean,
right. And another really great book, I think, is, I don't know if you've read it, but it's The Game of Life by, who is this by? Actually, Hay House put it out.
Yeah. Something.
Lawrence Govel Shin.
Yeah.
And The Game of Life is one of the best books. My client, Richard Guerin, gave it to me, and I have enjoyed this so very much. And it says a lot of the things that The Science of Getting Rich says, but it says it in a way that's a lot more understandable, and I believe that we're all born with knowing the things that you learn from The Secret. It's in our DNA, but we've gotten spiritual amnesia over time,
yeah.
and we've forgotten that we know it. And then when we watch something like The Secret or read something like The Game of Life or The Science of Getting Rich or whatever speaks to our knowing, and if you've got past lives, which I believe we do, and if you believe in past lives, this has been the life that you've been dying to live. Rimshot, please. But whatever it is that resonates with you, find that. Gravitate towards that. Immerse yourself in that. Have it on in your car. Have it on your iPod. Listen to it when you exercise. Listen to it in the shower. Listen to it all the time, because this is the fast track to becoming the person you always wanted to be. And believe me, I say this to people all the time in my coaching. You've got your actualized self and you've got your idealized self. Well, your actualized self is who you think you are right now. Your idealized self is who you want to one day be. I have it that you already are the person you've always wanted to be, or you couldn't even articulate it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get a vision of what it is you want to be, you step into that. You just don't know that you have. And if you breathe life into that person that you want to one day become, then you've already become that, and just start living from there. I know that sounds so simple, but it really is true, and it really does work. And when people start doing that, they go, oh, I don't have to be a starving artist anymore. I don't have to feel bad about myself. I don't have to take offense to what that person just said to me. And they suddenly step into their balance. They get their balance. They learn how to ride that metaphorical universal bicycle. And if somebody's always coming around helping us ride that bicycle, we're never going to get our balance. That's what I mean, speaking of enabling people who do that, people who want to keep us small and under control. But
yeah, and it's interesting that you say that, because it makes me want to say something that I say all the time, and that is that, you know, my hope, I get, sometimes we can talk about the email, the amount of email that we'll get. As coaches, you will know this.
Yes.
That you take on a coaching client, in our case, it's the person who enrolls in a program, in our program or whatever, and what your real hope is that you will give them the materials and the resources and the coaching right up front to help them to integrate it and to go out and be this on their own and not become dependent on a guru or a mentor or whatever. I mean, it's always nice to have somebody to, you know, a coach to check in with.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know, I see the pattern all the time of people who just ask all the questions that are really already answered in the material. They don't really, they're still not taking responsibility for themselves. They're hearing what we're saying about, look, this is how you do it, and this is exactly, you know, how you shift your emotions, all this. But they'll get all the way up except to actually doing it themselves, because they're much more comfortable putting the responsibility on somebody else.
Yes.
And you will never get there that way.
Yes, and a good coach will stop coaching them if they do that.
Right. You've got to let them be them. That's the ultimate coaching, really.
Yes. You rather than give them a fish, you teach them to fish so they can eat for a lifetime rather than a day.
Definitely.
And that's the way I raised my son. And my son is a rock star. He's on MySpace under Tempt Fate, and he's got some incredible music on there himself. And he's starting to put his toe in the water, playing coffee houses and things like that. And I had Warner Brothers Records and Universal Records chasing him all over the place when he was 16. And he's like, Mom, please stop it. I'm not ready for a record label. I need to learn. I need to suffer. I need to write my lyrics from that place. And I'm like, okay, well, if that's what you think. But he's 24 now, and he's starting to go, I'm ready for that record label now. I like making money.
Sure.
So it's interesting how life is, and it's so fascinating and delicious. And, you know, when I get out of bed every morning, my left foot is thank and my right foot is you, and I don't take a step without saying thank you, ever. And it's just the most amazing thing what gratitude will do. It will bring to you everything that you
desire. Yeah, that's another whole topic right there that we didn't even talk about, but it's an unbelievable,
totally
powerful force. But it's right in there. It's why the law of attraction makes that work. If you're grateful for things, obviously, then you're going to attract more things to be grateful
for. If you appreciate what you already have, then you will be able to get more.
Right.
But if you don't appreciate what you already have, then you're focusing on things you don't have, so you have more of what you don't have. I know that sounds convoluted, but it's true. And if you think of being grateful for what you already have, then the universe knows that you're a safe place to give more, that you do want it. When you're saying thank you, you're saying more, please.
Right. You're allowing it. You don't have this tremendous resistance from a technical point of view.
Absolutely. I had so many other questions I wanted to ask you, Bob. I'm so sorry I didn't get to all of them, but this hour has flown by. It's now coming up on the very last minute of the Spiritual Hollywood Hour, and I just want to ask you, is there anything in your heart, burning desire, that you'd like to say that just feels like a natural thing to come out with by my asking you this question?
Oh, no. I can't listen to a question like that and then I start, oh, yeah, now I've got to say something great. So I
everything you say is great, so trust that.
No, it really just comes down to being true to who you are and understanding that that person that you want to be is who you're supposed to be, and that it's okay to do that, and in fact, it is, you know, we're all just waiting.
We're counting on it.
Yes, thank you. So go start doing that.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bob, for being my wonderful guest tonight. I have so enjoyed having you. Go to www.wealthbeyondreason.com. Check it all out. Find out about Bob Doyle, because this guy is absolutely walks his talk, and I'm sure we haven't seen anything yet from you, Bob. I mean, you're just getting started. I'm just 10 years from now, I'm just so excited about what you're going to be doing, you know, and what we get to have from you. So thank you so very much. And I just want to say to everybody, thanks for listening. Take a deep breath, stand up really straight, and love yourselves, and we'll see you next week. Thanks again, Bob. Good night, everyone.